Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday Israel will make its own decisions and the state of Israel will do everything necessary to defend itself after coming under attack by a volley of Iranian missiles and drones last weekend. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Western countries pleading for restraint have dispatched their top diplomats to Jerusalem. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock said Berlin stood in full solidarity with Israel, but warned the region must not, quote, step by step slide into a situation with a totally unpredictable outcome. Following the attack, Iran's foreign minister warned Israel against reprisals, saying, quote, it will definitely face a decisive and harsh response. Washington says it is planning to impose new sanctions targeting Iran's missile and drone programs in coming days and expects its allies will follow suit. EU leaders are due to discuss sanctions at a summit in Brussels, and sanctions are also on the agenda at G7 talks in Italy.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Qatar's prime minister said on Wednesday negotiations for a ceasefire deal between Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas were stumbling. Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdurrahman Al Thani also called on Israel and Iran to reduce escalation and avoid the region falling into a new cycle of conflicts. U.S. military leaders are telling Congress Ukraine and Israel both desperately need the military weapons that are being held up by Congress's failure to pass a funding package. On Wednesday, they described the situation in Ukraine as dire, noting troops are being outmatched by Russians. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says conditions on the battlefield are beginning to shift in Russia's favor. This is